Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting, regular biweekly meeting, January 24th, 2023. It is now 12 o'clock and the session will now open. Open in prayer. Pastor Snodgrass, if you would, please.
Father God, we come to you today just asking you to be with the construction worker that we just took in to grant the trauma unit. Lord, we just pray to be with him. Be with his family, God, as they wind up coming to the hospital for him. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless our first responders. What a job they do. Police and fire, and be with our road department, God. This kind of weather that we know they're out there all kind of hours, too. So, Lord, we ask you to be with this board of trustees. Be with this community, God. Let us come together as a community, Lord, to better this township. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. If we'd all stand for the pledge, and Jim, would you like to lead us in pledge?
Yes, I would. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And James is excused from
yes,
the board?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on to old business.
We don't have any minutes prepared for you as of today, so we hope to get all caught up by next meeting.
Okay. New business, starting off with Police Department Chief Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see. So we have stats. So when we deployed the speed camera on Little Avenue, east of Brown Road.
Is that the lower, what we call lower?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It was from 1219 to 1228 is the date range. The highest speed calculated was 48 miles an hour. The average speeds were between 28 and 33.
Okay.
So while there are some traffic issues on the street, a variety of other violations we find a lot of, not so much with speed. That's because it's 25, so 28 to, even though 33 is above the posted speed limit, not, you know, our problems are more, you know, with no driver's licenses, traffic warrants, that kind of stuff.
So what was from January 19th through what?
It was December 19th through December 28th. When that camera was on the pole.
Okay.
So we are going to try it again on the other side of the street with the trailer.
Okay.
And try to get a better angle just to see and, you know.
Okay.
See where it pans out.
Where is that, Chief, on
Lower Little Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Goes down to the junkyard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third shift runs, 38 runs in the last 2 weeks. 867 total runs, and that's probably a little more than 2 weeks. That's probably closer to 3 weeks. But that's the entire township for second shift.
Okay.
That was all the stats I have.
Okay.
Questions? Yeah, I see your traffic, whatever you call it, meter, is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is up on Hopkins now. Have you had time to gauge that any yet? Or
it's been there for a week today,
has
so
it?
We're going to download those stats.
Okay.
And then we're going to redeploy it. We've had some complaints on Alkire,
uh-huh.
So we're trying to get a 45 mile an hour speed sign to put on it.
Alkire would probably be one you'd nab a bunch, I'd say.
Yeah. There was a complaint, so we want to address it, even though it's a higher speed limit.
So I would like to address Mr. Stevens and his department for making the trailer that we can pull around.
Well, they did an excellent job.
Yeah.
I think it was Ryan.
Yeah.
Did most of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
Ryan was on
point of reference.
Yeah, point of reference. No, no, Jim did a great job fabricating that. We do really appreciate it.
Is Ryan, is he the one pulling it around?
No.
No, they
just teasing about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that all you have for us today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sheriff's Department Deputy Hamilton, do you have anything for us today, sir?
Not, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Deputy Hamilton, if I may,
yeah.
I did see the stats for the city of Columbus. 400 cars have been stolen already this year. Do we know any kind of stats for Franklin County at this time?
I can get those
okay.
For next meeting.
I'm just kind of curious, with the city being more heavily populated than the county, I'm just curious if it's we're still seeing this climb, this spike.
I could interrupt you just a moment.
Sure.
I think it was around 500. I believe I saw the stats on that. I just happened to be watching a little news program there, and they said there was in the county it's like 500.
John, what was your stats again for Columbus?
So Columbus was 400 so far this year as of
2023?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right number for you.
It looks like county and city is around 1,000 cars.
Wow. Okay. Moving along, Fire Department Chief Arnold, is he here or is there a representative for Chief?
He is not here today.
Did the Chief have anything as your best aware?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not, no, sir.
Road Department, Mr. Stevens, do you have anything for us?
I don't have anything for the agenda.
So with the onset of supposedly snow / rain, any updates have you been watching? What's your prediction?
It's going to get pretty dicey again. That's why we had trucks parked out here. We're just getting everything ready to go. Venture to say it's probably going to start maybe around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're saying possibly up to 5 inches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're supposed to have up to 2, and we again, do we know what the total for us was?
5.
Okay. Okay. Fiscal Department, Robin Watkins, if you may.
Yes. I just have one. If I can pull it out of my papers. Yep, here we go. All right, it's your standard motion for bills and payroll. It should
it was in the back. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Do you have it, Joe? Yeah, can you take that? Sure.
It should be the one on top of your pile, John, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I didn't know what you did.
Okay.
It was just in behind, and I didn't see it.
Sure. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's just your standard motion for bills and payroll.
Okay.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from January the 13th through January the 23rd of 2023 in the amount of $180,182.86. And payroll dated January 20th, totaling $162,427.72 for a combined amount of $342,610.58 from check number 68642 to 68691 and electronic vouchers from 65-2023 and ending with 145-2023. And the exhibits are attached.
Board, if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
Yes, second.
And if I can have the roll,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Administrator, Mr. Mason.
I have Mason. The first resolution is 2023-013, it's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And it's for a period of January 12, 2023 through January 23rd, 2023 in the amount of $112,290.79.
Board, if there's no discussion, I'd ask for a second.
Yeah, second.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim's excuse. Thank you.
There, Jim. Wait a
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's anything underneath that we need. There we go.
The next resolution I have is 2023-012, resolution enacting regulations for the parking of vehicles on a designated street and right-of-way in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, specifically Chippewa Street. And whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has determined the public safety and welfare would be served by following regulations. And the State of Ohio has granted townships the authority to adopt resolutions regulating the parking of vehicles on township roads pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code, Section 505.17. And if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer those.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
Second. Let me interrupt just one moment. Do we have all those signs in place now, Jeff? Okay, I thought we did. I haven't been down through there for a while. Okay, that's all.
What happens is there has to be a notice, three consecutive weeks in a publication.
Right.
So what I'm doing right now is exploring the least expensive way to do that. So I'm talking with the Messenger and the Daily Reporter to see what's the most economical way to post those.
Okay.
And then we have to post a notice that we've gotten from our law firm that we'll post here and the firehouse and the library and just to make sure the public has an opportunity to see what we're doing with the regulations.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, roll call. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I have one question for
you.
Sir. On that, when would those go into effect?
It would take after three publications. So it'll be, I think it's at least 30 days.
Okay.
And I can give you a definitive answer on that.
Okay. I'm just going to write in approximately 30 days. I have a lot of emails to put out today in regards to that. Or do you want to also, any that you have, let people know that? Because I know you've gotten a lot from that.
Yeah.
So if you can let people know resolution so-and-so has been passed and what to expect next.
The folks along Hague Avenue, you got?
Yes, because I have a list of those as well.
And it's the page with that
sure.
Tab.
And then this goes on top, sir.
And then the next resolution is 2023-011, resolution approving special duty patrol car assignments. And be it resolved, the Board of Trustees approves and authorizes the following policy pertaining to the use of police cars for special duty assignments regarding the Franklin Township Police Department. There will be no hourly rate charge for police cars that are not actively on patrol while on special duty. Police cars on special duty actively patrolling will be invoiced to the client at the rate of $25 per hour. All unpaid use of a police cruiser must be authorized by the police chief.
If there's no further discussion from the board, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Here we go, sir.
The next is a motion to approve exempt employees from submitting biweekly timesheets, and specifically for now, those exempt employees would be department heads. We're looking to kind of make the streamline the whole payroll system better and quicker. And I've talked to Robin, and she's good with the fact that we can preload the 80 hours per pay week for the department heads.
Well, they're salary employees anyway.
Yes.
So they don't get overtime, so.
Exactly. So the only thing that we still have to do is anytime we would take off department heads, then we still need to submit paperwork for that.
And then also they would get that through you as far as approval.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
Second.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next resolution I have is resolution 2023-010, rescinding resolution 2022-061. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes to rescind resolution 2022-061, salary freezes for police chief and police lieutenant. See attached. That's the copy of the resolution. And the lieutenant will see his pay increases as outlined in his MOU effective with the February 3rd, 2023 paycheck.
What sec is that?
That's a good thing.
John, did you put it on the table? Because Ralph seconded it.
He said just a second.
Oh, he said. No. I thought he said second.
I thought he said just a second.
I thought he was seconding it, and I didn't hear it come to the table. Okay. So I was not surprised why I didn't do roll call.
If I may have roll call. I thought he needed a second. He was reading it. My apologies.
No.
Roll call, please.
Okay, so you did put it on the table.
I'm saying, okay, let's do it this way.
Can we just back up?
Yep. Because I thought he said just a second. Oh, okay. Before I said, if there's no further questions from the board, if I could have a second.
Yep.
Okay, there we go.
I'll say a second.
Okay. All right, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for keeping that straight so we don't have to redo it.
It's fine. Gentlemen, just one comment on this particular resolution.
Okay.
It's just keeping in mind if we're going to make any financial impacts, which this would be,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
Steve and I spoke about it, that we need to have fiscal more involved in those conversations, and we were not.
Okay.
And this came up in the last board meeting.
Sure.
You know, so just so, you know, Steve and I have had the conversation, and it you know, went back and forth a little bit, because I'm trying to make sure I'm staying included in these decisions.
And I appreciate that. And, you know, growing pains, I know that our past practice, I'm going to call it past practices, moving forward, you know, I asked to have the motion, and I believe that we need to do that. I'm sure that's going to happen. It's just, I'm sure it was an oversight.
No, I just went, because the budget is set up for certain dollar amounts,
right.
And so there may have to be dollars moved, and we were having a conversation with concerns of the police budget as it is.
Sure.
And not that they don't deserve to have this lifted, but when we're retroing back, that's where we're outside of the budget.
Gotcha.
Just so you know.
Okay. And unforeseen things need to obviously go by you guys, so it's not a shocker. I get it.
Right. So that we can make sure the dollars are in the right accounts.
No different than the wife coming home and spending an extra $200 in groceries.
Right. And then you're going to, that was towards your Hawaii trip.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Yeah. Especially if you're trying to plan a trip for Hawaii and you need that $200. So just, you know, as a general reminder, please.
Yeah. We've went to a vote. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Yes, sir.
And well, let me do the vote one more time. John?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Just to make sure I've got it on record.
And the exhibit's right behind it, John.
Okay. But, sir, we're signing here. I just got to sign smaller above it.
Yeah,
we're running out of space.
I can write small.
Give me your little signature.
Micro size.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was just looking like, do I sign under or over?
No, we'll get you in there.
Okay.
Ralph, good. Okay.
Yes.
Then the next resolution I have is resolution 2023-014, disposal of outdated electronic equipment. Be it resolved that the Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio Board of Trustees approve for the following personal property items valued under $2,500 to be disposed of from 2193 Frank Road. And as it says, it's just obsolete, antiquated equipment. There's a communication device, wireless keyboards, some mice, old computer cables, and old battery backups and VHS tapes.
Okay.
But you can see the list there.
Well, that's some surplus material, Jim.
Yeah.
No, it's equipment.
That's no longer used, like
old computer?
Old computers, power cords, power surge cables, Microsoft keyboards with no wireless connection to them. They're just, we've upgraded to the newer technology.
Okay.
But in order for us to be able to give this away or dispose of any type of equipment, we have to go, it has to have a resolution and it has to go through.
It has to have a value of under
$2,500. Absolutely. Yes. So if there's no further questions on this, I would ask for a second.
A second.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me. The last resolution I have is 2023-009. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 2 for the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023. And basically what this is allocating ARP money for the purchase of property.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on it, I ask for a second.
I'd like to have you repeat that last sentence again.
What this is, Mr. Horn, is it allocating the ARP funds for the purchase of property, the Harrisburg property.
Okay. Okay. Second.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then you want to go, sir.
Yeah, and the appropriation is on the back.
Okay. That's it.
And before you guys jump into your, moving into your
section.
And
I do one final thing, but
when you're
ahead,
done,
Robin.
When you're
go
done.
Ahead.
No,
I'll be real quick.
Yes, I want you to finish, I'm sorry.
And then Mr. Leeser not being here, he would like the board to appoint him as a representative for the township. There's a national opioid settlement from that opioid crisis, and we need a representative from the township to be involved in the settlement. So Mr. Leeser asked me if I would ask the board if he could be the representative for the township.
Now, he would also be replacing Ari Alex's
yes.
position that was
uh-huh.
currently serving on
yes,
that board.
Yes, he was on it before.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Gentlemen, if there's no further discussion on this...
I didn't understand exactly why.
Ari was the opioid settlement.
Okay.
You know, when Ari
the
was sitting on
settlement,
that.
Settlement, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Trustee Leisure asked if he could take Ari's place because now that position is opening and they're asking for a representative
okay.
that we kind of overlooked for the last couple, you know, last year.
Last year, yeah.
So he has asked if he can serve on that. I personally don't have a problem. More power to him.
No, that's fine.
And if you would like, so I'm asking
no.
for a second.
I'll do a second, yeah.
Okay.
And John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. So this was a motion?
Yes. Well, actually, I would put it as a resolution
okay,
because
we need to
we're
give
serving
it a number.
It, right.
Okay.
So that's going to be... Resolution number 2023-015, appointing Leeser onto the Opioid Settlement Crisis Board.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, well, I'll get you that specific information.
Thank you. All right, I've got him on here. Let me put the number on my papers. Okay, perfect.
It's all yours.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. No. I just wanted to bring to the board's attention, and me and Steve have had some ongoing conversations. I want to make sure Steve's on board. I think we need to have, pertaining to the police department, I think we need to have a meeting with Jeff Wilczek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting a lot of mixed signals on what that true budget looks like. I've talked to Byron, like we had a meeting yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Steve
okay.
and Byron and myself, and they were shocked at some of the things I was telling them. I was shocked at some of the things they were telling me, like we're getting mixed
right.
messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's to get us all on the same page
all together,
and to feel like we're flowing in the right direction and the support of the taxpayers passing this levy, it's only fair that we continue just to come together and ensure that budget's what we were promised for all of us. because I've got information that is, you know, doesn't make sense to what the levy was designed for, when I'm been told that levy's going to expire in the next 3 to 5 years if we don't make some changes. Okay, that's scary when we just pass the levy to maybe do a 7 year before we have to go out, you know. So that information gets a little nervous when I'm trying to operate the fiscal department and I don't know why he's saying those things.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I would absolutely want to know that too, because I know Chief is really good with his budget. The one, and I know he's always had a carryover. I know every time I've went in, he's been able to pull it up, show me where we're at. Even with the gasoline prices went to where they went, he was pretty good at, you know, we didn't falter. We made it to what we said we were going to make it.
Right.
You know, there was some unforeseen things. Yes, we had some officers leave, which helped the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We all can argue that, well, if they wouldn't have left, would we have made it? Would we not have made it?
Right.
The key is that we were able to keep the residents safe with the budget all the way as far as we could. Absolutely. Do we want to make sure that the chief's on board with his budget so he has a full understanding? So thank you very much.
Yeah, because I don't want when they want to buy something or they want to get something that I'm coming in and going, I don't see the money here, because I'm operating the office, but Jeff's kind of keeping the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And he's not communicating very well with me.
Okay.
So I think it would be nice if we could bring that all to the table and really go through the police budget a little more in detail, so we're not having more challenging conversations like we had yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, we're on number 7. The only thing that I was going to ask on is, guess what? Philippi and Broad, the old station, Shell Station.
Oh, yeah. I'm in communication with Franklin County Public Health.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't forgotten that. In fact, I just emailed the lady last week.
Have we tried to reach out to the owner to make them aware of the situation?
You know, I think, Chief, I wish David were here. I think
they are aware.
The owner knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't Dave Ratliff talk to the owner?
Several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've encouraged them to clean it up and put a fence around it to try to mitigate some of the problems, or tear the building down, make it a vacant lot would help. They just keep kind of referring it back to us. But the problem is, when you're dealing with homeless people, it's not illegal to be homeless. So we move them, we have to leave.
They come back.
They come back, and we just keep doing it.
Right.
It's a horrendous
look. We're doing the best we can, but
what we're trying to do is this process, kind of like the home rule thing, where if we get public health involved,
then we can go in. And
then
clean.
We can move forward as a township and clean it up.
Okay, because I've got a couple people I'm trying to keep abreast, and I know it's another email today that wanted to update.
Believe me, I have been in contact with.
Same probably people problem.
Yes.
What okay. property is it?
This is the across from the casino on Philippi and Broad, the old Shell. I think that was Shell at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was Shell Station. There's a lot of homeless camps that go around the back building of it.
I didn't know that.
But it's the amount of trash and what they've done is, you know, very eyesore when you go through there.
Trash to play Shell.
Yeah. So. Moving on, Mr. Leisure is absent. When I say absent, I'm trying to... Excuse, thank you. Mr. Horn, do you have anything for...
No, not particularly. One thing I did want to check on Steve and Jim, they know about this, is that property there on Brown Road, right? You know, Brown and whatever it is, where... an abundance of trash is there. You know what I'm talking about or not? I can't remember the exact address.
It's right before Jackson.
Yeah, do you know if there's been any movement on that from the health department or anybody, Steve? Boy, that place is super mess.
I've had correspondence with the health department on that as well.
Okay.
And I'll continue to follow up on that.
Okay.
What's the address on... Never mind, Jim.
It's near Brown and Jackson. It's near.
Yeah, Brown
it's
and
in
Jackson.
Between the two. I don't know if that's Rosemont. I'm not sure what becomes before.
Okay. Seven something.
But yeah, it's before you turn on a Jackson.
Well, I think that's the worst one we've got that I've seen in a long time.
Well, also, Steve, I'm sorry, sir, that's you finished. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Jim, if you take Lower Little all the way to the bottom, what's the street that turns left, the only street?
West Park.
Port. At the end of West Park, there's only like three houses on West Park. The last house on the left-hand side, so that would be the west side, correct? The west side. We've turned this in for some time. I mean, it looks like a yard sale that happened 10 years ago and never moved anything. And I had another call on that asking. But I mean, we've had reported this before. I don't know what they've ever.
The house you showed me a while back.
Yes, okay. That was. It's still. If not, it's the stuff is growing.
Okay.
And then lastly, we had one other one that was. You might know it, Chief. It's across from Franklin Heights High School in that development.
Eureka.
I mean that one. That takes the cake.
Well, that
yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, the lady who owns it attempted to have the tenant evicted, and there's two properties there. One's, I'll have the wrong address, 1250, and the one next to it is 1250 and a half. So apparently when they went to court to have the tenant evicted, he used the other address, so the process has to start all over again. I'm concerned that, and the owner is in communication with us. I'm just concerned that this process has gone on so long, and it's continually getting worse.
The garbage is bigger than the house.
That this may be something that I have to make some phone calls and see if we can't interject ourselves into.
Because really, I mean, I don't want to put your guys's into it, but nothing that Ryan can't handle on that piece of equipment, put it in a dumpster, because everything seems to be right out there in 8 feet high piles.
Is that the one that's on the east side of Eureka?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me.
That's definitely a disaster.
Let me see if I can push a little bit.
Okay. So if we get some kind of question, because I've had some questions about that, and I explained to people that contact me that it the county, you know, we have to turn it over to county, then the county speed.
And I think the owner, she communicates with Nicole and keeps Nicole abreast of everything that's going on. But it was a little frustrating when we just got this latest notice that there's two properties there, and apparently the tenant said he lived in the half, not the. So.
Okay. So, anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, this one, the gentleman that.
We're getting ready to get to those. Okay. Okay, I'm getting. I just before we move to that,
yeah,
I just want to find
sure
out.
He told me they're on the way back.
Sir, have you signed in?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we'll be getting to you in just a second. If you want to read these off,
absolutely.
Remember that we have a 3 minute. We will not interrupt you. You have more than the floor. Okay, so if you want to stand up here, or who's first? By the way,
Chip Tate.
Oh, there you're on your way.
Chip Tate, Rosemont Avenue. And I just want to thank Chief for being really involved with our neighborhood block watch and making sure Sergeant Pollock was there when you couldn't make it. And thank Sergeant Pollock because he's had a car down watching the stop sign a couple days. Really appreciate that. Now to the board. I would really, really, really like for you to reconsider your decision to have all the meetings at noon. Alternate them from noon to 6 because you're taking the working person's mouth out of the conversation. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next on this?
Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, I'd like to address the board. We have a problem on Geneva Avenue I imagine some of you people know, where they're putting a junkyard in.
Yeah.
They're wanting to rezone that property. They sent out a hearing, which was supposed to be, we got the paper on Friday, a postcard, and the meeting was supposed to be held on Thursday. No hard, big notice. We got it from the county. Now, they've already put this thing in. They've already went against the rules. They filled in a wetland. They cut down the trees. They never put in no type of sewer to drain out all of this flammable stuff there. But they're making it into a brownfield. And I hope you two know what a brownfield is. Because if they, when they pull out, we are the ones that have to pay for that.
Yep.
To get it cleaned up. I hope that you go on record and oppose this with the Franklin County. Because we're going to have another hearing, they said, in March. I've got one letter here from myself, two more from other residents right there. When I walk out my front door, on my front porch, I'm looking at this junkyard.
Mm.
And there's no reason my property value is going to go down. That means your tax money is going to go down. The people that live over there has got little kids. The runoff is coming out of that place. It's already caught on fire and exploded one time. Last year, it caught on fire and cars over there exploded. They've got people living in trailers now on the railroad, right up against the railroad. They got campers there and their people are living in them. And how I know this is my neighbor that's right straight. I'm on the east side of Geneva looking west. My neighbors, their backyards that are on the opposite side of the street. I've lived in my house for over 50 years. And most of the people on that street are elderly that have been there for 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
My parents lived there before they passed, and it is wrong. And if you don't do something, then why do we need you? We might as well annex into the city.
Yep.
And let everything go to bust.
Yep.
I mean this. This is something you have to look into.
Let me make sure you're finished, because are you finished?
I'm pretty much finished.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and finish, because I want to hear everything you have to say,
well,
and then we want to respond.
Where I'm at. I mean, I'm at a point where our hands are tied. I mean, we other than hiring an attorney, which have cost us a fortune, they have got one of the best law firms, Brown Smith, which I worked with them before, that to do the zoning for them, and it's hard to get anybody to get past them, that group of attorneys. They did the zoning for New Albany, all of these things. That's what their profession is.
Okay.
So I feel that the township has to go on record that against this resolution for them to re-annex that property.
So I'm going to comment on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, please stay there.
That's fine. I'll stand right.
We are comment now. There is no...
That's fine.
I give you... the board gives you full 3 minutes, no interruption. And now we're going to have discussion back and forth. Is that okay?
I appreciate that.
So, Chief, this is the same property. I went out there with you guys with the cars and et cetera, and we had the stolen car issue with the city and et cetera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so part of this parcel is also in the city of Columbus, correct?
Correct.
And where are we at with some of the issues that we had? See, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background you don't know that we've been working on.
You hiring me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't know if you were looking at that.
No.
The issues that we originally went out there to address, which is when I found out what was and wasn't on the city, it was all over a stolen car. And once I met with the city officers, and well, they don't have an audit squad anymore, so it's a whole other story. But where you're talking about, sir, on that side by the railroad tracks,
right?
Like from where that fence used to be. To your right, if you're facing it, is in the city of Columbus. Now we helped the city with their stolen car issue.
Yeah.
And we did some other subsequent investigations on some other cars, and we've even been in contact with the state patrol. They have an auto squad division that does the whole state of Ohio. They're looking into it. I've talked to Captain Breaker about, you know, some of the zoning issues. He can elaborate more on that end, where that is in the process. I mean, everything you're saying is true.
I just want him to be caught up, and then...
Everything is true. The problem we have on the city side is, technically, they're in the city, and the city was not overly interested in investigating it, if you will, for the stolen cars. What they were doing is, we believe they were bringing in cars, smashing the roof down, and then taking them to the tire shredder, or the vehicle shredder, and shredding them for scrap.
And that gets around anything with a title.
Yeah, right, I understand. They don't even need a title at that point, you know, which is kind of BS in my opinion, but that's what they were doing, or we believe they were doing. So the city kind of said, hey, we'll look into it on our end. Never heard back. Issues in the township side are going to be primarily zoning that we can at least address.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just giving you something that we've been working on, just catching you up.
We've all hours of the night, they're hauling cars back there on Flathead. All hours of the night. I mean, our street now, everybody has cameras now. Never had a camera, never locked our doors. Mm-hmm. And I've lived there over 50 years. Now you've got people walking up and down the street, you've never seen them before.
Yeah.
Stuff has become stolen. I mean, people are breaking in places. I mean, it's become it's really bad.
I agree. So what I'm going to do is, Captain, you got anything that you can elaborate on that?
I do believe that the new zoning hearing is February 7th at 10. I received an email from Matt Brown with Franklin County Zoning. Let me double check on the time.
They said it would be March. After March is what they said on the letter.
That may be what your letter said, but I see if I can bring an email up to Mr. Brown. He informed me because we've been working with them on several issues about the property. Yes, he said, I finally received confirmation from Adrian Fields in the prosecutor's office. The case has been scheduled for February 7th at 10 a.m. He believes to be in courtroom 15C. So that courtroom may change depending on how things are that day, but that is the date for the next hearing. If you have issues, I would highly suggest you show up that meeting.
Well, we are. There's a bunch of us that are planning on going that would have came here, but they couldn't get off work.
Sure.
But when you do it in the daytime, these people, most of the people that are living there now are second generation of the people that live there, and they're working. And it's hard for them people to go downtown to something like this. But I feel that we need a resolution from the trustees. And this would go a long ways for the county committees.
If I can't, are we having a representative from the township, you or anyone else?
I'm going to the meeting on that day.
Okay, so we have been having, you've been to several of these meetings, correct?
They've all been rescheduled, canceled.
But I mean, I know you've went to some other meetings. So we've always had representation for the township there, especially on the fire department side, meaning that the building department, etc., because this gentleman knows all the codes and things like that. So we are opposed to it. We've already done this a long time ago where we've been on, I just wanted you to hear what we've been doing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have called, people have called and called and called, and we've been on deaf ears. And then we get a postcard.
Sure.
I mean, I use the word deaf ears because we don't hear nothing. We've called the EPA, we've called everybody you can think. Now, this hazardous waste is running out of there into to my neighbor's backyards. It hasn't reached mine yet. It's going into the stormwater system. And they got little kids that are playing in their backyards that it goes right up against this thing. And who do we answer to? Who's going to answer to this?
So can you elaborate on any of that? Because I believe at one time we were looking at runoff water and et cetera. Didn't someone come out or...
Yeah. That's a zoning thing.
Okay.
Mr. Stevens might be able to.
Okay.
3 weeks ago, I met with the county engineer, drainage engineer.
They came Cornell down Robinson.
With Brady Kater, came down into the office. We sat and talked specifically about this property back here and the drainage issues that they're having. Behind the scenes, rest assured, the county engineers is doing everything that they can to rectify a lot of the issues, put a stop to a lot of the issues. Because of the drainage that they're doing,
it's illegal.
Well, I'll let you say that.
It's illegal.
Draining it towards the railroad, can be going that. What they've done in that area.
They built it up about this high.
And that's another big major, issue that the county engineers have right now. They've been in there taking elevation shots. And, I mean, they've actually covered up catch basins.
They cut up a wetland.
But the county engineers... drainage engineer is really working hard on this. And this was the second meeting we've had on that.
Are they in favor, just hypothetically, are they in favor of this place being there?
No.
See, that we need people like the engineers and these people to go on record with the county commissioners, because this is going to go before them for zoning. And also a letter from the township trustees goes a long ways, more so than just us residents.
So what we can do is, Steve, if we can let the county commissioners know, if we can draft a letter before the February date and send it to the county commissioners in opposition of this said rezoning. And I don't know what we could do to actually, well, I don't know if we can close them down or not.
I was going to interject here a little earlier. Everybody got started. What have you, Jim or Todd, have you heard anything relative to the rural zoning commission or rural zoning department? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know if you and Jim knows it, but I don't know if I sit on the rural zoning commission downtown. And anytime there's any changes or this, that, and the other that needs to be made, or if somebody is applying to make, then that does have to pass through our department down there, the rural zoning. Having said that, it goes before a full zoning board. Jim knows where I've been back and forth down there. We usually have those meetings on a Thursday afternoon. And we get all the information together and see if the applicant and everybody is in compliance with what they're trying to do. I've sat on that board for almost 8 years now, and I haven't seen anything come through the rural zoning is where that case needs to be right now.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to.
You would, go ahead and make sure we've got your contact, your name, address.
Sure.
And so forth. Get that before you later.
Well, I will. No problem there. But my concern is, like I said, without your support.
Right.
Without a letter in opposition to this, because they are already, I heard, they're under some rules or something that they've broken and they can't comply.
Okay.
So if they change the zoning, then you're in compliance and all of that stuff drops.
Yeah. We had the same thing with Roof to Roads, not
Plumbing. Yeah, I remember that.
And we fought that and we fought that and against the city. So I know what you're going to get. But I wanted to reassure you, the reason that I had these people, the people are here, I wanted you to hear for yourself that we have been diligently working on this.
Well, us neighbors over there, like I said, we've never received any. The only thing we got was a postcard.
Gotcha.
And we have been calling, reporting this, reporting it to the EPA.
You still have
I worked on the Clean Water Act, clear back when the Cuyahoga River caught on fire. So I know all about the water.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I worked on that because I was belonged to an organization. I was on the board for National Wildlife Federation. So I understand about brownfields. And all of this, and they had to have mitigation when they closed that wetland down, and they did not.
Yeah.
It wasn't mitigated. They just went in and filled it in.
Yeah.
It was a frog pond, and everybody that lives over in that area, their kids and their grandkids have fished in it and played in that wetland that was there. And nothing was ever done. And I heard that there was no topographical map showing that it was a wetland. That's what I was told.
Sure.
So, you know, so I mean, that stuff's easily taken away.
Okay.
But I don't want to have to get some information, you know, from whatever you folks have done.
I appreciate your time.
And feel free to get
a hold. I understand that.
I'm going to say, just feel free to call in, talk with our administrator, any updates and things of that nature and concern.
We would appreciate it because, like I said, if this is going to come up then, I know of the whole people, almost everybody on Jackson, almost everybody on Geneva, is up in arms about this.
Sure, are they? Okay.
But a lot of people are up in arms, but do they do anything? No, they just bitch.
Well, at least you can let them know what you've heard today and take that to them, and that we will be at that, you know, we'll have representatives there for the meeting.
And long as you're in the opposition.
Absolutely.
And with a paper stating, and that way, at least it gives us another.
And then
footing.
If you want a copy of that, once the board you know, at the next meeting, we'll sign it.
Okay.
You would be able to get a copy of
that. Will that be before this meeting that they're going to be holding?
Yeah. When is our next meeting? Or I'll tell you what.
Did you say the 7th, Todd?
February 7th.
If we have that for the next Thursday, or we have bills and payroll this Thursday, right? I don't know if we would have it together by Thursday or not.
We can.
And then the board can sign it, and then we can get a copy to you by Friday if you wanted to stop in.
That'd be great. Yeah, I can do that.
Because it's not something we have to vote. It's just something that we would sign.
What I'll need to do, John, is I'll need to get a hold of Matt Brown.
Okay.
And I'll also have to get, you know, with Todd and the chief there, see, you know, what if they've got reports and so forth, get them together.
Steve could compose the letter if you guys passed the
motion. Now, we will have a board meeting.
And then you can just stop in and see Steve.
We will have a zoning meeting.
You wouldn't have to have a meeting, per se.
In February, downtown there.
Yeah.
And, well, make sure you leave me your
name. I'll make copies of these letters. I'll get them to make a copy of this.
Okay, just let them make a copy. And
that way you have some of the stuff that people...
Yeah, that way I can start getting the file together here.
Right.
So what I'm about to do is to make a motion.
Okay.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board allows Mr. Mazur to draft a letter for the trustees to sign in opposition of the...
Do you want the number?
Yes, the address.
I got the numbers of the...
What is this, sir?
It's 1945
Jackson. 1945
Jackson.
Yes, that's what it is, yeah. It's got other addresses on Geneva on this.
Yeah, let me get this clear, though. In Geneva Avenue, in opposition of said rezoning application. If there's no further questions on this, I'd ask for a second.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, John.
And then, yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So now we have a motion. We'll get a letter drafted. The board will sign it. You could get a copy for what I see that you're keeping good records. And then this would be mailed to the county. And this also is to go to the county commissioners. So then we would off this to the county commissioners. And then they would have that, and hopefully that this would make a difference. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Well, thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
And then, sir, who do we have next?
Make sure, if you would,
I'll
get the copies, and just let Todd have the copies, and he and I will get together on it, okay?
Okay.
And make sure I've got your phone number, too.
I'll give it to Nicole.
I'll call you here in a few days. Me or Todd one will, okay?
Okay, sir.
Good. Jan?
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you to the road department, our first responders, our chaplain, for everything that they do.
Amen.
And I just have to comment, this is... been one of the best meetings that I have been to in a long time. A lot of respect shown, and that's important.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You still have.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is somebody allowed to live in a
trailer?
Box truck?
Oh. I thought you could say trailer. I get this all the time. Go ahead. I apologize.
In a box truck? In their parents' driveway.
I can talk to their parents and see if they're allowing it. No, just kidding. I know where you're going with this. What we need to do is get that address and et cetera and bring it in. And then Steve would be able to turn that in because you can't live in a box truck, even with a power cord going to it, in a driveway.
I mean, this has been going on now for ever.
So what will happen to process...
And now the other brother... is moving into the box truck because the parents don't want him in the house. And I can understand that. And I can understand that because they're the people from the drug house across the street from me.
Sure, sure. So make sure that we get that address. We'll follow up with the county. We'll also go through the Board of Health in the process.
A box truck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe they have bunk beds.
Truck.
Maybe they got bunk beds or something. I don't know. But, I mean, those are brothers. Brothers tend to have bunk beds.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they put a divider in there where the girlfriend comes.
Right.
I have no idea.
I don't get that close.
Do they get allowance? Do they get an allowance?
I have no idea.
She's asking a serious question, John.
I'm trying to make light of it.
Traffic.
I'm trying to turn it into some little humor. However, but it is a serious issue because we do get this, and I have another one that is also, Steve, if you could, on Little Avenue, right on the corner of Lower Little, that last road, turn left.
West Park.
So on the corner of West Park and Little Avenue, on the north side of the street, there is a big camper, drive camper, and someone supposedly, and it's sitting on the west side of the house, and somebody's obviously living in it, just like what this is. So if we can look into that one as well, if we can turn that one over to the county.
But that's a camper.
But you still can't. No,
trucks.
I understand. But why we're at it, it spawned another one that came to me that I didn't have written down. But absolutely, why they're out, they may as well hit a few more that we have. For whatever reason, am I finished?
Your time's up.
Time's up. Sorry.
Good.
For whatever reason,
you're shut down, John.
Yeah.
I'm sharing my time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, I don't understand, maybe other townships has this issues as well, but we see people living in sheds in the backyard. I've had that. I've had people living in cars in the backyard, campers in the backyard. Mm-hmm. This is the first, a box truck. You would think that would be pretty cold, but we can't do that. One, it's just as someone else said in regards to our township, what we do here mimics what goes on out there. So if we allow any of this to go on, it just invites other people to do that. So yes, we look bad because we're picking on people, because you can't live in a box truck and you can't live in a camper, you can't rent out the camper to someone to live in the camper. So you know, no one wants that in their backyard. So this is one reason that some time ago I said that we would be better off if we had something called home rule. Mm-hmm. Home rule, we would be able to act on it, meaning whatever the county rules and regulations are, we can't change it. Mm-hmm. We can't add new rules, but we can enforce the rules. So what is going to happen now, Steve is writing the information down. He is now going to have to pass that information on and et cetera. So let's just say we had junk cars in someone's backyard. If we were home rule, potentially, we would have the police chief, if someone reported cars, he would go tag the cars, and how long would they have to remove it?
14.
How many?
Oh, I'm sorry.
3 days.
3 days, 72 hours, is that what it is? 72 hours to remove the car. If not, we show up with our tow trucks, and we remove it, and it's gone. They would have to pay to get it out, and et cetera. So I would love the township to be able to be an agency that we can enforce these things that we're hearing, but unfortunately, we have to depend on the county. I know the county's big, the county's busy. I'm not saying they put us off or anything of that nature, but I would like to see us be able, as the trustees, to be able to facilitate us to be able to make this process work quicker.
We're working on that.
I'm going to open the floor if there's any other questions that may not be on this before we adjourn. Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Todd, would you get his coffee?
Get ready.
Coffee.
I love it. Two says, let's get ready for the snow.
I got ready just like,
Cindy?
We can't make that decision without the...